Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Western Construction Systems booth here at the Portland Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show. So when you walk in the front door, gaze slightly to your right. We're standing here doing this show for the next 2 hours, and we would love for you to come by and say hi. And more importantly, give a call if you're calling and you need some help with something today. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And you can give us a email, which I'm not going to be able to get to too easy today, so I'll have to get back to you later on that. But if you do have questions out there and you don't want to call in, that's going to be ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you like the Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And I've got stuff going there all week long. Well, we're live out here at the show. I'm standing here with David from Western Construction Systems. Hey, welcome, man.
Yeah, good to have you.
Welcome back. We are standing here in the Western Construction Systems booth, so thanks for having us out today. This is a packed house out here.
It sure is.
I love it. This is a good time. So I wanted to talk to you about, well, I've been talking about over the last few weeks, but the new material from Simpson Strong Tie that is going to change the Northwest and how we deal with earthquake retrofits, block and buildings and all that other stuff out there for making old buildings strong again.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this from Simpson Strong Tie. It's called FRCM, Fabric Reinforced Cementitious Matrix. And sounds pretty fancy because it is, but it's the most cost-effective, state-of-the-art method that we have industry-wide right now to repair, reinforce, and seismically retrofit older unreinforced foundations, being concrete, brick, block, CMU, terracotta. It's pretty universal with what we can do with it, and we're pretty excited about it.
So you could have that old, you know, turn of the century terracotta foundation that's all that clay block that's all kind of mortared together down there and actually make something strong out of that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we do a lot of earthquake retrofitting, just bolting the house to the foundations. But one question I get all the time is, well, that's great, I bolted my house to my foundation. What happens if the foundation crumbles? And that's really where this technology comes into play. Really cost effective, and we can give those foundations a fighting chance against an earthquake.
Well, I drive around Portland, and I'll go by a house, and you'll see them jacking the thing up and putting a new foundation in it. And I just go, man, what a shame, because so many times that's the most expensive way to fix that foundation.
Counting
the damage you're going to do to the house and all the cool things inside by, well, quite frankly, moving the house around.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the technology and the methods that we have right now with a lot of the Simpson Strong Tie products and foundation repair methods that they have, you know, really allows us to repair, strengthen, seismically retrofit, waterproof these old, even cracked and crumbling foundations. That, I mean, it's got to be really, really bad for us to say we can't fix it.
Even at that point, you can still do a new interior foundation wall.
Exactly.
And still fix it.
If we think it's beyond repair, we have methods to where we can put in a new foundation without jacking the house up, without the tenant having to move out. It's still usually, I mean, it can be half the cost of jacking the house up. So,
and that's significant. And it's going to just leave, you know, that's what I like about this is, especially when you've got those older brick foundations and stuff where it's, you know, from the design side, for me, it's part of the architecture of the house. I love seeing the brick on the outside if it was brick.
Yep.
And when you jack it up and put new concrete in, you lose that a little bit. And either way with this, you actually get to keep some of that heritage feel of the building.
Exactly. I mean, it's probably been 2 years now. We did a pretty giant new interior foundation project. I think the house was 1895, historical home. Did a whole new interior foundation. Didn't even touch the outside. From the outside, you couldn't tell anything was done, but that house had a better than brand new foundation system under it.
And that's the one that we did the Morgue du Oregon segment.
We sure did.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And you can, if you want to go back and look at that, head over to my website and take a peek over there. That's on the aroundthehouseonline.com, and go into the Morgan de Oregon videos. Drop down three quarters of the page, you'll see it down there, and you can just click on it and watch it right there. But that is one of those things that can change everything, especially when we've got the big earthquake coming. And, you know, it's not if, it's the when. And if you've got that, there's so many concrete block houses, commercial buildings, everything else out there. Cost-effective solutions have been somewhat hard to find until now, and that's why I really like this thing.
Yeah, I mean, most people, when we arrive at their house or their commercial building, they usually think it's a lot more expensive than it actually is. So.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it's a cost-effective solution that Simpson's working with a company down in Napa, California.
Yep.
They're getting rid of the courthouse, right?
The Napa County courthouse right now, they're going to be retrofitting with FRCM. It's the first commercial building in the country with this new state-of-the-art technology. So,
and this display that's out here, I was there with you, but we kind of robbed that from the world of concrete booth.
A week ago, this was down in Vegas.
So. Yep, that was down in Vegas, and it was pretty funny if you guys were out there watching us. It was the end of the show, and... besides about $1,000 of FedEx to FedEx concrete back to the Portland area from Vegas, it got here.
Yeah, we're excited to have it here at the booth and be launching this year. So,
yeah, it's super exciting. And there's so many things with this that I really like because, you know, people move into older homes and they, especially, you know, people that have dealt with earthquakes in the past that know the power and understand it. I think it's a great new product for that. And being where you can use it in commercial buildings or mixed-use buildings, there's just an endless supply of projects that could be helped with that.
Yeah, it is really universal. And, you know, so FRCM, what is that? Basically, it's about a half inch of incredibly strong structural mortar that we shotcrete on the wall, and then we embed a full carbon fiber grid, and then we shotcrete another layer of mortar over that. And that gives you the seismic resistance and the strengthening that we need.
So you lose inch and a quarter, maybe
that's
even inch and a half, depending on what the engineered solution is.
Yep, that's it.
And then all of a sudden, you've got this almost brand new engineered solution for your basement.
Yep.
And then it's all tied together.
Yep.
See, I mean, that's awesome. And especially if you're going to use something, do something with it. If you're going to put living space or doing something down there, you're not losing that full 6 inches of well, 12 inches actually of a new foundation down
there.
Yep. So, and that's awesome. And then the thing I think that's cool too is that there's just no limit to this product because it's fully engineered. So just about any solution, if there's something there to attach it to, you can work
with. As long as the existing foundation is not too crumbly, but with the support of the engineering staff behind Simpson Strong Tie, this is going to be big for the Northwest.
That's awesome. Yep. And that's awesome. So, when are you guys going to start quoting those projects?
We're quoting them right now. We got a couple projects already in the hopper. We're working with Simpson to get the product and get trained and all that, but we're going to be doing these projects here this spring.
So if people want to have quotes on that, then come out to the show here or just go over to westernconstructionsystems.com and fill it out there and get schedule an appointment.
Yep. Free estimates, free inspections, honest and reasonable solutions is what we do here.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that here coming up in the next segment as well, because we're going to talk about a little more about earthquake retrofitting and, of course, the most common thing these days, water in the basement and cracks in the foundation as well, which are super common because I tell you what, with the weather we've had, I don't care wherever you're at, if you've got, you know, on the western side of the mountains, it's very easy to have water in that basement or crawl space. And then my next question for all you listeners out there was, when was the last time you looked at your crawl space?
Yep, that out of sight, out of mind, but there could be problems down there for sure.
You know, I mean, there are some big problems out there that people ignore that shock me, you know, that it's surprising when you see pictures of people that have sat there and ignored big holes in their foundation and all that stuff. So, hey, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls as well at 877-733-1011. And we'll be visiting you here live just as soon as Around the House returns.
This is Around the House with Eric G. Call with your home question now at 1-877-733-1011.
to Around the House with Eric G. We are live out here in Portland at the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show out here at the Portland Convention Center. This is the place to be today out here because there is tons of home improvement stuff that you'd see out here. This is kind of the beginning of the, well, home show season here, at least in the Portland area. And there is a lot going on, and you can tell that there's a lot going on in this town because I think everyone's here today. So this is a good time. I'm here in the booth with David at Western Construction Systems. Speaking of Western Construction System, this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Western Construction System is hiring full-time crew members, offering competitive benefits. To apply, visit westernconstructionsystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guarantee.
Sure is.
There we go. Got that out. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, one of the big things you see out there, cracks in the foundation. This is, man, it's concrete. So if it's concrete, it's going to crack.
Concrete cracks, that is for sure. So, you know, people come up to my house, my foundation's cracked. What do I do to fix it? Well, goodness, there is a wide spectrum of cracks. So some cracks are an issue. Some aren't necessarily an issue, depending on, you know, the severity of the crack. But we have a wide variety of methods to fix those cracks, depending on really what it honestly needs. So,
well, that's one of the things I like about Western Construction Systems is you guys are not a franchise. You guys have tons of options. You don't have a one-trick pony that you're carrying around.
Exactly. So when we pull up to a house, we try to take the approach of, you know, what would I do if it were my house?
Yep.
And if you got that mentality, you're, you know, going to be honest and reasonable with this solution. You know, crack injection is one of the more popular methods that we use to fix cracks. And, it, you know, usually that's more waterproofing, can be structural. But we can seal and repair that entire crack all the way through the wall, all the way to the outside while working from the inside. So we don't necessarily have to dig it up and waterproof it from the outside.
And that's awesome that, you know, and digging in the out from the outside can be such a massive destructive undertaking.
Oh yeah.
Especially when it comes to water intrusion. You know, people, hey, throw a French drain system in, but yep, maybe that's not always the answer.
You know, I would say at least 90% of the time when you got water coming in your foundation, it's usually not a drainage issue. It's usually a fix the foundation, keep the water out issue. You know, if there's a drainage problem, that might need to be addressed as well. But if you got water coming in your foundation, I don't think I've ever fixed a basement water intrusion issue just by putting in extra drainage. You got to fix that problem that's letting the water come in.
Well, and that's the key. And that's the key. I think it's you know, it's like trying to deal with a boat. I think this is a good analogy.
Yep.
If you've got a boat that's got a leaky bottom in the boat, do you want to fix the boat or do you just want to keep putting more and more sump pumps in?
Oh, yeah.
In?
Yep. For sure.
You know, I mean, and that's the thing, you know, if you find that hole, find that crack, find that void or whatever, and take care of it, you're also not going to have, when you've got a lot of water coming in, you can have a lot of material coming in. It could be moving sand, it could be,
yep,
you know, and I've seen, you know, plenty of times out there, you know, that somebody will put a sump pump in and it's pumping water and it's doing its thing, but it's also pulling a lot of dirt. And where's that dirt coming from? That's coming from underneath your foundation or wherever else it's coming.
Yep.
And you can make a small problem pretty big.
You sure can.
And that's the crazy part. Well, one of the things, too, that there's so much new technology out there, and we've been talking earlier about Simpson Strong Tie, but you guys work with carbon fiber a lot. And, I mean, carbon fiber, how can you not go, okay, that's a cool material.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about fixing foundations with carbon fiber, because that's a great way to do it without being intrusive as well.
Yeah, we use a lot of the carbon fibers, you know, specifically from Simpson Strong Tie. We call it FRP, you know, fabric reinforced polymer. What that, it, you know, what is that? So it's carbon fiber saturated in an epoxy, and usually that comes into play when we're dealing with unreinforced foundations, you know, older foundations, 1900s, 20s, 30s, even into the 1800s, where there's no rebar, there's no steel.
Mm-hmm.
And these foundations, not only are they designed to hold up the house, but they're also retaining walls.
Yeah.
You know, retaining the earth from the outside, and you know, you got a lot of pressure on those walls and they crack and start to bow in. The application of this carbon fiber, you know, adhered to the wall, you know, done the right way, will give it, you know, to resist those lateral forces so it can't continue to bow in, the cracks can't get larger. It's just such a cost-effective way to strengthen these older unreinforced foundations, being brick, any type of masonry, concrete, terracotta block. We could use them on all those different substrates.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, so if you've got that terracotta block that's kind of crumbly and old, and you can actually go in there and do some repair work.
Yeah, I mean, just yesterday I was up in Stevenson, Washington, up the beautiful gorge.
Yeah.
I looked at one that was pretty darn bad. I mean, she's had three other bids, and everyone else said you can't fix it. You know, they had to replace it. I've got a great solution coming to her this week where we're going to be utilizing this carbon fiber to strengthen the wall. Although it was cracked pretty bad, I think I would rate it as severe. It was not beyond the scope of what we can do. So
nice.
If you've had other contractors say you got to replace your foundation, it would really be time well spent to have us take a look at it.
That's one piece of advice I like to give out, especially to our wonderful listeners out there, is when you're dealing with a crack, talk to multiple people out there, because the one bad thing about the industry out there in the construction, especially when you're dealing with foundations, is for most people, it's very scary.
Yeah.
And when it's scary, there's fear.
Yeah.
And fear maybe doesn't let you make the best decisions sometimes. So talk to people like yourselves and see if you can come up with solutions, because many times, and you've told me this a zillion times, that people will sit there and say, oh my gosh, it's $80,000 and my house is going to fall down. And you guys go out there and go, oh, it's $7,200 and it's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that happens all the time. I mean, there's contractors in town that really sell on that fear factor, and maybe just blatantly not be as experienced in structural repair as us. But with the solutions that we have, we're helping a lot of people.
And that's great. And that's great. And that's one of those things, too, that, you know, I like about you guys as well. And not just because we work together, but there's no high-pressure sales tactics with it.
I'm not here to sell you anything. I mean, we're here to provide you a solution to your problem, and that's it.
And that's what I tell people out there as well. When you're hiring a contractor, if you have to sit there and listen and feel like you're trapped in your own home to the high-pressure sales technique at the end, I don't care if you're having gutters looked out, foundation, it's your lawn care guy.
Oh, yeah.
If you're under the high-pressure sales at the end,
there's something
going on there. Yeah. So I'm not saying everybody's crooked with that, because there's a lot of great contractors that give really informative pieces and explain out the bid at the end. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about that you have to sign now kind of thing.
And follow your gut.
Yep, follow your gut with that stuff. And don't ever feel pressured, because I tell you what, I run into that all the time when I'm getting people that call into the show where they felt pressured and they couldn't make a calm, informed decision. And if you're getting pressured, take a moment.
Yeah.
And if you're going to lose that sale, like, you know, you'll see guys, oh, I'll give you 10%, 20%. Don't fall trapped to that.
We see this a lot in the real estate world right now, where the crack foundation gets called out during a home inspection, and realtors or, you know, whoever's involved in the transaction will bring out somebody, and they just feel so pressured to accept the first bid to get the deal rolled through. But that's really also a lot of times not the best case.
Yeah, and that's important, because I tell you what, more mistakes. You know, when I'll talk to Skip Bedell from Catch a Contractor on that, you see, if you ever watch that show, you know, you'll sit there and see all these people just get rolled up by making quick, bad decisions. So take your time and do it right. When we come back, we're going to be talking to a few people here. Hopefully, it's going to get a little crazy in here, but I've got some fence people coming up and a bunch of different people. When we come back, stay tuned. Round the House with Eric G. live at the Build, Remodel, Landscape Show.
Tell me everything and lay it all on me. And tell me all your secrets.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We are live here in the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show here at the Oregon Convention Center. We are having a great time. There's a ton of people out here. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com. Well, hey, we want you to call into the studio here, and we're going to be taking calls here again today. And we're going to be taking calls here at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And if you want to send us an email, if you want those questions answered after the show, ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And That's where you can see the show going all week long. Well, we've got another guest here. We've got Brian from Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. Welcome to Around the House, man.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for running over here. This is a crazy show today, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot more going on here even than we thought there'd be. I guess the nice weather, people are out. So
that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, Rick's is, man, you guys have been around for a long time. How long you guys been around?
This is 38 years.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.
You guys are a staple around here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's five stores. You know, started in the Hillsboro area. And now we've got five stores. We're in Eastern Washington as well. And we just built a new store in Vancouver.
Nice.
Yeah, we were out kind of tucked behind a suburban a little coffee store here for years. We've been in Vancouver for 20 years. We just moved in. It's a beautiful new store, and 2 weeks in.
Nice. Well, all you listeners over in the Tri-Cities on 610 KONA, you guys have a location over there as well. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, well, let's talk about what you guys do well. I mean, you guys have been known for fencing and decking, but what's exciting? What are you guys having fun with right now?
Well, I've been with the company 20 years. When I started, it was just cedar decks, cedar fences, and, you know, any color as long as it's cedar. But it's a completely different thing today. We do fences, we do decks, and we do covers. We do gazebos, we even do what's called a cover stone. If you have a concrete surface that's just ugly, you want to make it beautiful, we put some beautiful rock covering on it. So we have a lot of options. And so, it's just where we've got all these guys now who are skilled at doing all kinds of outdoor solutions, because people are, you know, they're going outside and they're building outdoor living spaces where, you know, it's just been the trend, and it's just going more and more that way. And so people want clean, simple solutions to be able to be outside in February and in September, October.
Absolutely. So you guys even have solutions for that, what I call that 1970s, 80s, and 90s exposed aggregate driveways that people are so tired of taking care of.
Absolutely. As you know, people think, well, it's concrete, it's low maintenance, but it gets ugly, it gets moss growing on it, it gets cracks, and the exposed aggregate wears out, and you're really supposed to coat it, and nobody does. It's just a hassle. It's just like the old cedar decks. Everybody thinks, you know, you got to treat them all the time. It's just work. And so what we could do is take an old driveway or your approach to your house, mm-hmm. that's just looking hinky, and get some beautiful what we call cover stone on it. And there's six different colors, and it's small rocks with epoxy. It's about 3/8 of an inch thick or so, and you can walk on it in your bare feet. It's comfortable.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. And that's kind of one of the things cool. You know, there's a lot of debates, especially on the eastern side of the mountains, but even over here on the west side with, you know, there's so many cedar deck solutions, composite deck solutions. You know, there's lots of different ways to go with that.
That's true. Like I said, it used to be all cedar, but we do have kind of, we've got the cedar decks and kind of a good, better, best, which is what you want, because you've got different people need different solutions for what they're doing. And what's interesting is, having seen the evolution of decking over, you know, the 20 years that I've worked there. So, and they, you know, we started with composite decks. You saw them 15, 16 years ago, and they've evolved. They weren't that great looking, and they didn't last that long. You know, they were supposed to be the solution, but
man, those early composite decks, they would fade, and then if you had it in front of the barbecue and you spilled a little grease, you had a grease mark forever in front of that barbecue.
That's exactly right. Sounds like a personal problem you might have had.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all had that. But
Moved the lawn furniture once, and you're like, oh my gosh, this has been sitting here for a season, and that's 10 shades darker because of what happened.
That's exactly right. And frankly, a lot of those early ones are in the landfill.
No kidding.
And so it wasn't even a good solution economically or for the environment. But today, really, we feel like they finally arrived at something that's a permanent solution, because what we have now is vinyl decking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell, you know, people, look, this, you can take a piece of this vinyl decking, you can put it in a bucket of water for 50 years. It cannot absorb water.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, we live in Portland here. We're not, you know, in Arizona or Idaho where you get 5 to 6 inches of rain. We get 35 inches, mm-hmm. but it's spread out over 200 days. You know,
exactly.
So the decks are always wet.
Yeah.
So we want a good solution so that it can look great. And, of course, the whole issue is maintenance. You know, our lives are busy. We have more and more to do all the time. You know, we're going to the kids' ball games. We want to be outside enjoying the weather. We don't want to be stuck, retreating our decks all the time.
Exactly.
You know, or replacing them. So, you know, that's the solution. You can get out there with a hose it off, and you're good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom did actually one of those in the Tri-Cities. She did one of those early on composite fence systems out of the composite decking material. And yeah, that is a was supposed to be a lifetime type product, and it is one big saggy problem. So it does not do well in the heat.
No, that's true. And again, it was just like the deck. It was the evolution of the product. And I guess there's no way they could have figured it out until, you know, people invented stuff and they put it out there. And so, you know, today you can benefit from, you know, the fact that people had to suffer through that.
Exactly.
You know, we saw it. We never did do the composite fencing because we looked at it and said this could be a problem. And it was. But so there's a ton of solutions there, as you can imagine, maybe even more than really you have on decking, because you've got a lot of different looks. So we have an excellent fence that people have been real happy with. It's polyethylene.
Okay.
And polyethylene is really the same stuff you make the red gas cans out of.
Yeah.
It's indestructible. You know, it's supposed to be in the, a billion years is still going to be around.
Yeah.
And so it's nice, and we use steel in the post, steel in the rails, and we're doing a lot of it. You know, we have like Eastern Washington, it's hot a lot.
Sure.
So, and it handles 100 mile an hour sustained winds, 130 mile wind gusts.
Wow.
And it's cool. Graffiti won't stick to it. So we're using a lot of it for business, commercial solutions too.
Oh, great, because you can just go out and hose it off.
Hose it right off. You know, there's even a video online of it you can see. It's called Simtech Fencing. But you can, the guy, he puts down a golf ball and driving golf balls at it. And then right next to it, he's got the vinyl fence, too.
Nice.
You know, shooting right through. And
he's busting holes in that thing left and right.
Yeah, Swiss cheese. And it can't hurt this new fencing. And it has a couple of patterns. It either looks like a rock wall, which I still like the best because, you know, as compared to trying to actually build a rock wall, it's probably a tenth of the price.
Well, and it's no maintenance.
That's it.
You know, that's the great part of that, because when you get into no maintenance like that, it's one of those things that we all like to have our free time. I don't like going out and having to go clean my concrete and rock wall or anything else like that.
Absolutely not. I mean, this coming week, is always our nice week in February that we get. You know, people are going to be out on their Harleys. They're going to be out. You'll be hearing roaring by. You've got to clean the barbecue, fill the bird feeder. You know,
convertible top comes down. Exactly.
All that stuff. And so that's the week everybody gets out. And, they want an idea what they can do for decks. They're going to see their old deck railing is loose or something. They want, we'll go out and let's give them solutions to what they've got, so you give them ideas for new decking. So they don't want to be wasting their time trying to maintain something that's old.
Well, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys as we go out to break?
Okay, so we are right here in the show. If you come in the front doors, we're over on the left. We have a representative from each of our different stores. They're in the area here. So we have an excellent website, www.ricksfencing.com.
All right.
And that's a great way to go there. Everything we have is on there. Come to our stores. Our Vancouver store is brand new. Come look at all the samples. Hands-on. It's the best way to look at stuff.
Thanks, Brian. When we come back, we'll be talking more people here at the show just as soon as Around the House returns.
Thank you.
More Around the House with Eric G is on the way. So get your questions ready and call in now. 1-877-733-1011 on KXL.
Going to a show. Stopping on the byway. Playing rock and roll.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We are out here live having a good time here at the Western Construction Systems booth at the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show here in Portland, and we're having a good time. We want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're sitting here at the show having a good time. Ton of people out here, tons of booth, and I'm sitting here talking to Charlie with Smart. Welcome to Around the House.
How you doing, Eric?
Good, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys have got going on, because kind of exciting to me.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're here just kind of spotlighting a couple of thinks the demand for construction workers right now is really big, and particularly sheet metal workers. So we've got lots of career opportunities for sheet metal workers to make a good wage, family benefits, all that good stuff. We've got information about our apprenticeship program at that side of the booth. And then on the other side of the booth, we're spotlighting our rebate program. So any homeowners that are looking to upgrade their HVAC systems or any kind of specialty metal work, we're giving rebates for that type of work being done.
Oh, awesome. You know, and that's what I like about that. One, people can save money and use local help and do things right as well. Because, I mean, not just because you're standing here, but I like sheet metal ducts in a house. The stuff that gets tore up so quickly.
Exactly. We prefer, it's the union craftsmanship motto, right? So we're proud of what we do, and that pride shows through in what we do. And, putting it into sheet metal is way better than, a lot of those systems they put in and run all flex, and over time that flex just kind of disintegrates and beats down and rodents crawl underneath the house.
It falls off there. It ends up in the dirt. It ends up falling apart. And now you're heating a space you're not supposed to be heating.
Yeah. Exactly.
It gets to be a heck of a mess.
And the energy efficiency in today's equipment is pretty good as well.
Well, that's what I like about that, too, is it's energy efficient, and that's the cool part. And that's
right.
And so energy efficient means it's saving you money in the long run.
Absolutely. We like to say that we're the first when it comes to green work, green technologies. The energy takes most of the energy that your house uses is for heating and air conditioning. So
that's great. And that's great. I like that.
Anything we can do to make it better.
Yeah. Let's talk about the apprenticeship program, because they hear this every week from me here on around the house, that we just have a massive void right now of help in the trades. And I'll be the first to jump up on the soapbox and say college isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't know of too many kids out there that are going into college, and I say kids or adults, but people are going into college, they don't know what they want to do, but if they make the wrong choice, they got a $200,000 bill in their back pocket, and sometimes they end up working at Starbucks. So why not go out and learn a trade,
absolutely,
have a great career with benefits, and not have that college education bill in your back pocket?
Right. So our apprenticeship, we've got a five-year apprenticeship. Students start off, in their first year making $15 an hour, which is a really good wage, plus benefits. So they're already starting their retirement contributions, family health care, those types of things. And then every 6 months, they get a raise, 10% increase every 6 months.
Nice.
So that's it's a pretty substantial increase. And then at the end of the 5 years, they turn out as a journeyman. They've got a skill that they can take with them wherever they wish to go. That's why they call it journeyman, right?
Is
because you can journey with that particular skill and do what you want to do. Yeah, yeah.
And that's awesome, because what you can do now is, so you're getting a 10% increase instead of the 20% increase of college education costs.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got the benefits, because, man, those benefits these days are as worth as much as what the wages itself is, because it's expensive.
And the majority of our training is paid through by our employers through our hourly contributions. So again, that worker, that student is not accumulating this ginormous debt, that $80,000-$100,000 debt at the end of a 4-year degree.
Yeah.
Some
depending where you go.
My son takes 5 years to get a 4-year degree, so the debt just increases from there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people that that have been going off to college and stuff, and I see them 20 years later, it seems, going, I just paid off my college debt. And it's like, oh man, if you'd have gone into the trades, you'd have. I know people in the trades that are paying off college debt
because
they went to college and they decided they didn't want to do it and got off into that. So,
yeah, I was teaching at our apprenticeship program up until a couple of years ago, and I would say 25 to 30% of our students were college graduates, had a hard time, making a really good living with whatever they chose to do with their college degree, come into the apprenticeship program and start paying off that debt, and get an opportunity to build something, stand back and look at and see what they built, and really enjoyed it.
And it's a trade you can take with you, like you said, if you want to travel and go someplace else. We're going to go out to break, but what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, just go to smw16.org.
Okay.
That's our website, or just search out Sheet Metal Workers Local 16 on the internet.
Nice. We'll be back after these messages.
it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.